So when we begin to actually recognize our own corruption, that we are corrupt and wicked and destroyed and bent and twisted and broken to the very core, we will begin to see the measure of the fullness of the love of God that reached down to us in that broken and destroyed and state to restore us to his original pattern. If, on the other hand, we fall into self-pity, pride, low self-worth, or low self-esteem, all we are showing is that we don't like the fact that we have seen we are corrupt and in need of a complete and utter new start. We've just proved our own corruptible nature by our reaction. Because the reaction actually says, well, surely I'm not that bad. And it proves what we really think about ourselves. Self-hatred, you know, is based on the fact that I think I'm better than I am. And I'm angry with myself for not coming up to my own expectation of me. All these things can be traced back to what Adam and Eve ate from, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, instigated by the enemy, whose prime problem was his pride that took him away from God. So everything that has the prefix of self attached to it is pride, because it's looking at me to be something better than I thought I was or think I am. The only way is to look away. And if you can get what this message is saying, you won't have any difficulty in choosing to live in the new, incorruptible seed that has been placed within you. You will find choosing to do the will of God, choosing to embrace the cross, is easy. There's no difficulty in it, because you will really, really see and be able to say with Paul, in me dwells diddly squat, no good thing. But thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. That word is restoration. Restoration to the pattern that God had for mankind in the first place. God saw what he made and it was very good. He is restoring us, lifting us in Christ to a place higher than Adam. Doesn't that make you think about the choices you make during the course of the day? Whether you're going to lose your rag, be selfish, be proud, be self-referential. If it doesn't, it should. Think on these things, beloved. Think on them. God bless you.